sweetest friends, this should be a special schus for Aloni, Marasi, Sheyechu, and Ujmas, Maris Esther, Bas Rib Shmuel. We're going to be discussing the inyan of Chazaka. What happens to somebody, Samachan a Chazaka, someone Samachan a rope, and it turns out they did an Isser, so they need Kapara. This is a fascinating Shaila, which has been discussed by numerous poskim, and we are going to base our discussion on the unbelievable Sefer Nasan Piria of Marina Agon Rav Nasan Gishtetner Zetzal on page Chav Gimel and Mesechet Bav Mitzia. The Tshuvas Chasim Sofer says that when a person is Somech on a Rov and it turns out that he ate Isser, so he wasn't Orban Aver Bein Tzarech Kapar because he's Somech on Din Torah. Din Torah says Lina Basaruba, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah and he tells us to go after the Rov. So if you did what the Torah says, so you weren't over an Isser. If Klapi Shmaya Galia, that it's the Chaticha Di Sura, you still don't need Kapara. Ran in Psachim, Beis Amar Aleph says that when a person checks his chametz, he does proper bedika, even if afterwards he finds chametz, he's not over the mafreya, because the Torah was samech on the chazakas, and if you were bodek properly, kedin, yatzi yidei chavaso ayin sham bedivrei Aran. So we see two sources that if you follow rov, follow chazaka, you're beseder gam akenzim avor, but shuvis had panim iros, in a chelik beis, simon mem aleph, somebody ate chicken, and it turns out the chicken was a treifa, he doesn't need a kapara, because he's anus, and he doesn't have to check it from all Yud Ches Treifas. It brings a raya from Yeridea, Kuf Pehei, B'Shimsha Shelo B'Shas Vista. If a woman was Mishamish, not during her Veses, and she found a dam, she doesn't need Kapara, and the man doesn't need Kapara. Why? Because that's called Onus. They were having Bia when they were allowed to have Bia. What's the problem? So that's complete Onus, and they don't need a Kapara. It says in the Sheif Shmaitza, in Shar Aleph, and Shmaita Aleph Perak Gimel, that when it's Aser Akoponim Midurabonon, it's not called Ones to patter a person from Chatas. He brings a raya from Shavuos, that if Yud Ches Amar Aleph Kabeisha Shamar Nitmesi, a woman says Nitmesi during Bia, that the person's Chayav Chatas, for the Gemara is Anus, and says the Gemara, it's Samach Levista. Now we paskin that Vestos are only Derabonan, so it's Muchach that even though he was only over in an Issa Derabonan, he's not called an Ones, and therefore the Gemara says that he would be Chayav Achatos if he has Bia with this woman who has her period, B'shas Bia, even though it's only he's only over in an Issa Derabonan, he wasn't careful with the Derabonan, nevertheless, he's not called an Ones, and he's Chayav Achatos, however, we can be Doicha the Siraya, based on the very famous note of Yehuda and Kamon, Chelik Yoredeya, in Suman Nunhei, that even if you hold that Vestas is the Rabbanan, but to be Mishamesh, Be'ona Samach Levista, is Asr Min HaTorah. Because there's no Chazaka that she's not going to see. Just if it passed, if the Vestas passed, then you're told that she didn't see. Min HaTorah, you say, if the Vestas passed, she didn't see. But to have Bia B'Shas Vesta, says the Nodah B'Yehuda, even the Mandamra Vestas D'Rabbanan, to have Bia B'Shas Vesta, that is an Isser D'Oraisa, like we find in Gittin, Chav Ches Amar Aleph, L'Shem Yamus Chayshinan, L'Shem Meis, Lo Chayshinan, that your Choshish, that the person will die, not the person already did die, Ayin Shem the Gemara, but Akoponim, you say the same thing here, that you're not the Choshish, that the person saw, that the woman saw it B'Shas Vesta, if it's after the Vestas, but that she will see, you have to be Choshim, therefore Bia is going to be us Daraisa, and therefore there's no Raya for the Sheif Shmaitza, that it's not called an Ones when you're over in Isser Rabbanan, because here we're talking about an Isser Daraisa. However, Yesh Lahayim, Mitosah Shabbos, Daf Dalet, Amid Aleph, that Chazal asserted something, a person's considered Anus Mila So, even min haTorah, ayin sham. And the Chazal said that a person can't be rode pas, so that's considered that even min haTorah, he's anus. So you see that an Isser derabanan is taken into account, is reckoned with mi deoraisis. And maybe we can say the same thing, that if it's Isser derabanan, then the person's not anus, because that would be reckoned with deoraisis, and the person would still be chayav mi deoraisa. Ayin od b'tshuvas panami iros in chayle gimel and simen yotes, shehevi od raya mishas psachim ayin aleph amin beis, that if you person shechted and found out the animal was a treifa, b'seiser, he's putter, if he shechted on the Shabbos or Yontif, because he's considered ones. So, there's a machlokas there, is it really Alts ones or not? Some people say, oh, look at the Tosis there, who says it's not mitam ones, but Rashi and the Bartanura hold that it is mitam ones. So if a person shechts and it's found to be a treif of a seser, he's pater al tzonis. If you do an avera bonus, one is he was somech on the assumption that the animal's a kosher animal, so he's the Seder Gamor, he doesn't need a kapara. The Maral in the Sefer Gur Aryeh in the Pasuk Viva Boker Vehine Leia. So in the Boker Vehine, behold, she was Leia. Rashi says, and at night she wasn't Leia. Why? Because at night Yaakov gave Simanim to Rachel, and she gave them to Leia. So the Maral explains Pshat that Vayiba Boker Vehine Leia, that she's Leia in the morning, even though even at night she was Leia, but at night she's considered Rachel. Because since Rachel gave her the Simanim, and we pass in Simanim Adaraisa, and this is Simon Mufok, so Rachel gave her the secret code. Leah gave Rachel the secret code. Rachel gave Leah the secret code. So at night, when Leah was giving over the secret code, Leah was Taka Rachel Midin Torah. And therefore, Belila, she was Taka Rachel. She was Rachel at night. And then Vihine, it's a new thing in the morning. She's Leah. So it's Mashma Divri HaMaral that since the Torah was Samech to be was Mitzvah to be Samech al Simanim, Memela Moel Dinza Afil Lafach Shema Cheftzav Las Leah Rachel. It even can make a Leah into a Rachel because the Torah says to be Samech al Simanim. Val Pizeh, wow, it's Meridik. Val Pizeh, we could be Miyashi, but it says in the Tosis Yantav Nigoyim, Perakad Beis Mishnehei, in the name of the Maral, that a person can't say Nega Nerali Babais, it's Kan Nega Nerali Babais. But not nega, because dover shkorm lo yikon, that a person can't be. God doesn't like to see people who lie. But when a person calls mashal nizkak a koyin, lav nega hu, that until the koyin says it's a nega, it ain't a nega. So frek the carbon iron there, I don't understand. The koyin doesn't make the nega, the tumah makes the nega. It's a nega with or without the koyin. But based on what we said now, nega is the shame Torah litzaras, that doesn't get that shame until the Kohen says it's so. So the Kohen makes a chalos that it's a nega. It's only a kaneg. It looks like a nega. But until the Kohen says it, it ain't so. So memela, we can say that if something is muchzak al pi Torah, al pi rov, al pi chazoka, that it's beseder, that it's mutter, so it's taka mutter. It's taka mutter. It has a shame heter gomor, just like Leah at night was taka rochel al pi din Torah. And al pi divrei amaral yesh lahayir al mashikasa b'sefer tokfo koyin in siman ayin tes, the name of the Rasoson, who discusses if you can swear bar kol shalok b'stam shechayev, that can a person swear that for example when a person wants to say bari li al pi shnei edim, can a person swear or can a person not swear? Bari li al pi shnei edim. Or can a person swear that someone's chayiv to him? This is what the Maharal system brings down. Al pi tainus kimli, that a person says, I want to, he swears that he owes him, but it's only according to a certain shita. And kimli, like that shita, I want to hold like that shita. So is that enough to swear? Or if, like I said, if two edim come and testify to you, can you swear that it's so even though you didn't see it yourself? The Imre Bina writes in Evan Ezra and Simon Aleph that the person can't swear even al pishneidim. It's gzeris hakasav lo dan al pishneidim, but it's not a raya that it's true. However, according to the Maharal, we can say that since the Torah was somech al shnei edim, so that's the mitzias. That's the mitzias al pi Torah al kopanim. So memela, you could be made al pishneidim. If two edim told you, you could be made that it's that way absolutely. And based on this, we can explain the Mordechi at the end of Yevamos, that Rav Nachman said, Elohim, he swore, Achlo Kavir L'chasa, that this chasa was in the sea, and he swore he was eaten by fish, Rav Nachman, even though he didn't know. How did Rav Nachman swear? He didn't know for sure. And he answers, since most people are nitba in Mayim Shein L'msof, so he could be Nishbalzeh, and he could be Somech on the Rov, that Rov people die. And so it's in the Chibus Maimoni, say their nashim, will be say for gein hashas biyavam sayin sham. Since the Torah says to be samach on rov, the meila that smicha al rov is enough to justify even a shvua based on that rov, and that's an amazing idea. And obviously, there's so much more to say about this, but we will close here and give ourselves a bracha that we should continue at a different juncture. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.